Hey everybody, Scott Tatey here, coming at you from the Armstrong Studio here at 97.7 The Rock Station. Big show this Saturday at the Palace Theater in Greensburg. Dawny Iris, 82nd birthday bash part two. Yeah, King Cool's such a big deal. When he has a birthday, you have to have two concerts. And the second one, like I said, this Saturday, Joe Gushecki and the House Rockers are the opening act. How about that? And got Joe on, trying to get him on the line here to patch him in to talk about this night of two great local rock and rollers. Let's see if he is there. Speaking of great local musicians, I believe we've got one on the line. Mr. Joe Gushecki, are you there?
Yeah, I am here, Scott.
All right, Joe, appreciate your time. Always, I know what you guys are up to Saturday. You're going to be at the Palace. Talk about this show with Gushecki and the House Rockers and Dawny Iris.
Well, it's Palace Theater for Dawny's birthday celebration. And I've done two or three of them in the past. So always fun playing with Dawny. Great band, great guys. You know, he's Pittsburgh icon.
Now, it's a Saturday show after the St. Patrick's Parade, too. You're going to see a lot of people in green in the audience. I think they're going to be pretty loosened up. You expecting a lively crowd?
Well, I hope so. No, the more you drink, the better we sound.
Well, we'll talk about Gushecki and House Rockers. You guys are on an amazing streak as well. But the fact of Dawny Iris, and you know, what are some of your memories? What are your favorite shows with him, or favorite backstage moments with him? Or you know, when you think Dawny Iris, what's one of the first stories that comes to mind?
Well, the first time I saw Dawny was he was playing with the Jaggers at the college I went to. Harvard on the Mon, Cal State at the time, and they were just one of the best soul bands, cover bands, local bands I'd ever seen in my life, and so I was impressed with Dawny right from square one.
Jagger still getting it done. Jimmy Ross still fronting the band. Yeah, the Beaver Valley chart toppers. And were you so Dawny, he kind of went national in late 70s, right about the time you were making inroads and getting Rolling Stone was writing about you, and then the Iron City House Rockers. And was there like a Pittsburgh scene? Was there something special about the Pittsburgh music scene that that made it stand out from any other place in the country in that mid to late 70s?
Well, first of all, the musicianship was just first class. We had a record deal. B.E. had a record deal. Dawny had a record. The Granatis had a record deal. Billy Price had a record. You know, it was just one after another. And everybody came out of that old school where, you know, everything here in Pittsburgh was mixed together. You had soul music and rhythm and blues, rock and roll, and all those bands sort of were on the spectrum of that, and plus brought the sound of the city, especially the House Rockers, because our lyrical content was a lot about the city of Pittsburgh.
And yet all roads also led to New Brighton in Beaver County, where Dawny Iris recorded some of his biggest songs, including Aaliyah. You did some recording at Jerry Records in New Brighton. Talk about that.
Well, Jerry's was one of the first major studios we recorded at. We were raw recruits, didn't know what we were doing. Sort of learned our craft by a few sessions down at Jerry. And we had a local hit with a song called Radio Ears that we recorded at Jerry's. And the new anthology we put out on Omnivore Records has a track called Goodbye Stilltown that was recorded at Jerry's.
We've been playing that song actually, as well as back in 68. I've had that song in my head for a year now since you released it. And man, talk! I thought that deserved some kind of Grammy accolade or something, a nomination at least. You really touched in what was going on in 1968 and kind of some parallels to today in some ways. And what was the inspiration behind that song?
Well, that was the year that I decided I was never going to quit playing rock and roll again. I had put my guitar down for a couple of years when I first started college. And at 68, I moved to Atlantic City for the summer and saw everybody from the Beach Boys to the Young Rascals to Ray Charles. And bought my first Telecaster at a pawn shop. And it was just, you know, such a easy thing to write about it because it was such a colorful era. And it was one of those songs that just came to me and sort of built the whole record around that song.
Somebody gunned another Kennedy down. Thank God we're both free now, body, cried Martin Luther from 6 feet in the ground. And we're all walking on a thin line. What goes down comes back around. And I can smell the smoke from a distance. I feel the fire burning in. To the White Album, and all my friends were growing their hair. Well, there's a riot going on in Chicago. Some say there's revolution in the air. LBJ said we gotta stop them in Vietnam, or else we'll be fighting. I'm hearing, I can't smell the smoke from a distance. Better fire burning in. Hold out for hope, peace, love, and desire. Question everything that I ever known. Trying hard to keep the faith in 1960. Yeah.
in New Jersey that what they did a performance based on the music of Joe Gasecki?
Yes, it was called East Carson Street. We were doing our best to bring it here in Pittsburgh. 20 some of my songs, 22, 23 Joe Gasecki songs. Joe Gasecki songs that are sang by all these Broadway professionals, and it was quite a performance. It exceeded my expectations. People just wildly received. It was really a great experience for me.
It's also wildly received when Bruce Springsteen's in town. We can count on Joe Gasecki and the House Rockers hopping on stage. How does that come about? Do you know when you're going on? Does Bruce have an idea what song he wants you to do? Is it organic, impromptu? Kind of walk us through that process.
Well, we just played with him in January in the New Jersey. And we sort of talk on the phone. And, he'll ask me to compile a list of songs that we know. I mean, we know quite a few Bruce songs at this point, and he knows a bunch of ours. And we just, the last time we played, we just picked songs that would be fun. And that's sort of how it goes. You know, we just communicate. I'll present him with a bunch of songs. And he picks what he wants to do.
Well, Bruce is the boss, but this Saturday you're opening for King Cool. And talk again about Donny Iris. What has made him, you used the word iconic, an iconic person in Pittsburgh. What's the secret to Donny Iris? Why do people love him so much?
Well, first of all, he got the great songs. You know, he has they're part of the Pittsburgh vocabulary. Aaliyah, the rapper, Love Is Like Rock, and he's just a genuine, loving individual that people gravitate towards him.
So laid back too, just like, oh hey man, how you doing, kind of guy. And do you have any personal stories of hanging out with him, like at a sporting event or on the golf course or at a bar? Or just Donnie with him when he's not on stage.
We've gone to a few 10 games together in the owner's box. So that's always, it's always fun hanging out with Donnie. So he's a great sense of humor. We have so many old stories about all the old times together. Every time we get together, it's just one laugh after another.
So you guys hit the stage, I guess it's around 7 o'clock on Saturday. What's it going to be like being the opening act? It's been a while since you've done that.
Well, just get on there and you play some of your best songs and get the audience up and get them all warmed up and then get off.
Have a good time and get out alive or something like that.
But have a good time and get out alive, exactly.
Pumping some iron. And not to give any secrets away, but any chance at some point during the night you and Donnie be on stage together doing some kind of duet?
We'll see what Donnie's up for. We know a bunch of his songs also.
Okay, and so, Joe, looking at the rest of 2020.
Welcome.
I'm sorry. I was going to say, looking at the rest of 2025, what else did the House Rockers have planned?
Well, we have a Blood and the Bricks reissue, which is our Los Angeles record that we did with Steve Cropper. Steve's legendary guitar post wrote Dock of the Bay, Midnight Hour, Knock on Wood, to mention the Green Onions, all those songs. He was a house producer and guitarist for Stax Record. We did a record with him at Cherokee Studios in 1981. It's never been on CD, so we have that newly remastered one bonus track from the sessions, and then a CD full of live and unreleased demos from the House Rockers. It's two CD sets, the Omnivore, with booklets, rare pictures, all the recording information.
You guys also did
that's coming out, and then we were working on. We just embarked on a new record.
Oh, talk about that.
Well, it's just we got a bunch of songs written. We're going to go and record them and see where it takes us.
Would you compare it to any previous albums or any new directions or anything? Or
we'll see what happens. We're just starting.
Talking with Joe Grushecki.
Could be a good one, though.
Talking with Joe Grushecki in the house. I'm sorry, I keep talking over you. I was going to ask you also, you did a pretty historic show. You guys played the last ever show at the Hard Rock Cafe in Pittsburgh. What kind of emotions did that stir up?
Well, the Hard Rock has been a very good venue for us. I believe I played there right when it opened, and it was quite an honor to be asked to close the place. And it was just, we had a great show. Billy Price joined us, Rick Wachowski, Bill Deasy, Melinda Calaisi, Kelsey Friday, everybody joined in. And the crowd was just, it was just a very happy, even though it was a sad moment. But it was just a great gig. And, it's not the first place we've closed. We've closed the Holiday House, Decade, Rosebud, Rhythm House.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, we're the grim reapers of rock and roll.
Well, the Palace has been standing for 99 years, and I think it's got a few more, definitely, for sure, in Greensburg.
So, yeah.
One more time. That is Saturday, 7 p.m. There are tickets available starting at $44 up to $89. And, Joe Grushecki, anything else you want people to know about Grushecki and the House Rockers and this show Saturday with Donny Iris and the Cruisers?
Yeah, we'll be at your local. We're playing around Pittsburgh this summer quite a bit. So just come check us out. We're really, really firing on all cylinders now. And the new record is just tremendous. One of the coolest songs in the world on Little Steven's Underground. Ground Garage. It was number 8, 2024, coolest all in the world.
Ooh. Got that garage rock sound then. All right, well, you can send it to us, and we'll...
All right, brother.
All right, Joe, thanks for your time. Good luck. Good luck Saturday. There you have it, Joe Grushecki. And here he is, the guy celebrating his 82nd birthday again this Saturday. Mr. Donny Iris at the Palace. Ah, Leah.